Today, our choir leaves for England. They will be singing at Westminster Abbey and Canterbury Cathedral. To celebrate their pilgrimage, our choir master, Tim Tuller, has selected hymns that were composed at these two great cathedrals. Prior to singing each of these hymns, in the first half of the service, Mr. Tuller will give us a word of commentary about each hymn. Tim.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Our first hymn, number 518, Christ Has Made the Sure Foundation, was composed by Henry Purcell. He was the most important English composer of his generation and was the organist of Westminster Abbey from 1679 until his death in 1695. He is buried in Westminster Abbey. This hymn gained popularity after its use in the broadcast marriage ceremony of Princess Margaret of England and Lord Snowdon in 1960.
Thank you.
Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our next hymn, number 680, O God, Our Help in Ages Past, was composed by Dr. William Croft, organist of Westminster Abbey from 1708 to 1727. Croft is regarded as the leading English composer during Queen Anne's reign. The text, by Isaac Watts, is a paraphrase of Psalm 90. Ralph Vaughan Williams used the first stanza of this hymn for the conclusion of his anthem, O How Amiable, which the Cathedral Choir will sing for today's offertory anthem.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, you know our necessities before we ask, and our ignorance in asking. Have compassion on our weakness and mercifully give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not, and for our blindness we cannot ask. Through the worthiness of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Our next hymn, number 388, O Worship the King, All Glorious Above, is another example of a hymn whose text is based on a psalm, this one being a setting of Psalm 104, written by Sir Robert Grant. The tune, while published anonymously in a 1708 collection of psalm tunes, is attributed to William Croft. It is remarkable for its triple meter, which is extremely rare in hymn tunes from the early 18th century.
Reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back to fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our next hymn, number 292, is O Jesus Crowned with All Renown. The music of this hymn first appeared in the English hymnal of 1906 as a setting for the hymn, I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say. The tune was arranged by Ralph Vaughan Williams from an English folk song that he had heard sung in the village of Kingsfold in northwest Sussex. The text was written by Edward Benson, Archbishop of Canterbury, from 1883 to 1896.
Thank you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Another parable Jesus put before the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in the gathering the weeds you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, that was an awful lot of singing. Good work. But it's good from time to time to remember how beautiful and how ancient these hymns are that we sing together. The theology and the words of this music is rich and worth pondering. Today's gospel is also something rich and worth pondering. For the past few weeks, in fact, Jesus has been talking to us about parables, giving us these incredible jewels that tell us about our relationship with God and about the world. Remember last week we talked about the parable of the dirt. And I mentioned to you that in the 4th and 5th centuries, there were monks, desert fathers, who would go into a cave and meditate on one of these parables for an entire year. And when he came out of the cave, the others would say, "Well, what did you discover? Did you figure it out?" And the desert father would say, "This parable is so rich that I could not plumb the depths of its meaning." Today's parable is also about a garden or a field. In the parable, the owner of the field, the master, sows good seeds in the field, seeds which will produce wheat. But then at night in the darkness, the enemy sows seeds that are weeds. And so in this field, the wheat and the weeds grow up together. And the reapers, they go to the master and they say, "Master, shouldn't we pull up those weeds, get rid of them?" And the master says, "You cannot pull up the weeds without disturbing the wheat. You cannot pull up the weeds without disturbing the wheat. So let them all grow up together, and at the end I will separate them. I will gather the wheat into my own house, and the weeds I will cast away and burn." For me, this parable speaks on three major levels. The first is our external world of our relationships, of people. The second level, which is much more subtle but nevertheless real, is the level of your own minds, your internal world, you might say. And the final level, which is most mysterious, is the cosmic level of heaven itself. This parable speaks on all three of those levels. I have a garden. It's right outside my back door. It's really very lame. It's the garden of a busy mom. But I'm able to grow kale and mint and parsley and tomatoes and some flowers. And any one of you who has ever gardened in Florida, you know that when it rains a lot, the weeds come up, right? And it's good to check the garden every day because the weeds come up really fast. But Jesus talks about weeds intentionally. Think with me for a moment about weeds. They're not wanted, right? We're in agreement on that, right? Weeds are generally not wanted. I'd prefer if they didn't come up myself. If left unchecked, weeds can choke everything in the garden, right? They could take over. Weeds also are usually quite identifiable. There are four or five types that grow in my garden. I know them pretty well. And you need to know what your weeds look like. One time I pulled up a carrot instead of a weed. So on the simplest external level of our very relationships with one another, Jesus is simply telling us that in the world in which we exist, there actually are bad people. It's really hard for Episcopalians to admit that. Most of people are good, but there are occasionally evil folks. I mean, look, this week we actually shot down a plane of 300 innocent people. So can we agree that there is evil in the world? We're okay on that front? Yes? Okay. And in my mind, on a very simplistic level, Jesus is saying what I hope your parents said to you when you were very little, which is, watch out for strangers. Not everyone is good. Be savvy. Be aware. People who are destructive have certain characteristics, you know. The chief being a lack of self-reflection. So just be aware that this world in which you live in is not a fairy tale, And it is possible to get into relationships that are destructive and from which you must step away. And there is no fixing them. Remember, you cannot pull out the weeds. It is not your job to get rid of them. That is God's job. But you can identify them. Keep awake. Then, on a very important level, Jesus is also talking about your own minds and my mind. The human mind is a complex organism, and every single one of us has thoughts that are weeds. I know every one of you probably at some point in your life has stood on a very high precipice, like the Empire State Building or the Grand Canyon or some mountain, and you have this thought that just pops out of your mind like, jump! And you go, oh my God, I can't believe I thought that. That's a weed. The point, though, is that every one of you is complicated inside your minds. Every one of you. And we usually judge each other by our external appearance, so we think that the guy over there has it all together. Don't worry, he's got weeds too. But each one of us has unique weeds, and you must get to know yours. Here are some typical weeds. One is the if-only weed. That's a great one. If only I had done this, then my life would look like that. If only I had made this decision, married this person, taken that job. You can spend days, weeks, months, years on the if only weed, can't you? It's great. It gets you to totally check out of your life and live in the past. Oh, here's another good one. The poor me weed. I like this one a lot. I'm good at it. The poor me weed says, oh, I work so hard. Please take care of me. But I'm not actually going to ever ask for help. I'm just going to feel sorry for myself and milk it for all it's worth. Or there's the I'm a jerk or I'm a failure weed. A lot of us have those. Maybe you were made fun of as a child, but that name that they called you, it can pop back in your head, right? Addicts and alcoholics know a lot about weeds. A person can be sober for 25 years, and still that thought will come in their head that says, you really could use a drink. And it is absolutely imperative that that person remember that that thought is a absolutely. But can you pull it out? Can you stop it from coming up? No, but you can identify it and with your awareness not act upon it. Let's tell the truth. Our minds are a mess. C.S. Lewis, one of the great Anglican theologians who thought and wrote about God constantly, he himself admitted that at least one-third of every thought that he had was completely self-absorbed and vain. And this was a pretty holy guy. So if one-third of his thoughts were disgusting, what about ours? How do you tell the difference, though, in your own mind between a wheat thought and a weed thought? Well, many of us actually will run away from silence, mainly because we don't want to hear our weeds. They kind of scare us, so it'd be better to stay busy, right? I encourage you to spend some time in silence. You must get to know your weeds, or you'll act upon them. Listen to them. spend some time in silence. And I'll tell you, it is very easy to distinguish between your wheat and your weeds. If you're questioning whether a thought comes from God, I want you to remember that beautiful psalm, Psalm 139, where God says, I know your thoughts. I discern your thoughts from afar. Lord, you have searched me out and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar. Everything that is of love, everything that is edifying, everything that is good is from God. And everything that tears you down, insults you, or prevents you from living your life fully is not of God. God is a voice of love. And if your thought does not originate from a place of love, it is not from God. There is a young father who was coaching his son in T-ball. And his son was a little clumsy, but he really wanted to play T-ball. But he'd get out there in a game, and the other five-year-olds typically would make fun of him, and they'd tell him he was clumsy and stupid and sit back down. And so the little boy went up to his dad and said, Dad, am I clumsy? Am I stupid? Am I bad? And his dad said, Son, you are good, and you're just learning, and all these other voices are going to be yelling at you when you go up to bat, but I want you to look at me, look only at me, and I'm going to hold up my thumb if you're doing well, okay? I'm going to go like this, and you just focus on me. So the next game, the little boy comes up at bat, and his friends are whispering or they yell, just get out of there or sit down. He's not going to hit. He never hits. And the boy looked with laser eyes at his dad, who's going like this. That's what I want you to do in prayer. You're going to hear a lot of voices, a lot of weeds. Look to your father. Look to God, who's always trying to get you to know how precious you are, who knows every thought that you have, every lust, every ambition, every angry and deceitful thought that you have, and still thinks you are wonderful and marvelously made. And in the final level of this parable, I think Jesus is also talking about something mystical, something cosmic. God has allowed evil to exist in this world. There is a cosmic battle going on, something that we will never fully understand. But in your baptism, you took vows to practice this faith, to try to act with kindness and goodness no matter what thoughts are running through your head. And everything that you do and every thought that you have is important. It is so important. We live in a complicated world. I think that's why we love the movies so much. We love that happily ever after. You know, we all wish we had it. If only I used the right shampoo, maybe I'd be living happily ever after. Happily ever after is not right here, right now. This is a world in which there is wheat and there are weeds. And you will not be able to change that. But if you are awake and aware of the weeds around you, you can be a follower of Christ and you can do great things for the good of this world. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, you created the heavens and the earth. Thank you for the gift of our lives, for our loved ones, for this community, and for this beautiful earth that we call home. I invite you to speak aloud your thanksgivings.
We give thanks for our choir and for their ministry.
Bless and comfort those who are sick, lonely, or grieving. Help all those who are in need. I invite you to speak aloud the names of those who need our prayers.
We pray for all the young people of Jacksonville and an end to this summer's violence in our city's neighborhoods.
Embrace the souls of those who have died, especially Tom Siegel. I invite you to speak aloud the names of those who have died.
We pray for all who lost their lives in the Malaysian air disaster and for peace in the Ukraine.
We pray for the church throughout the world and for the ministries of this cathedral. Help us to grow in our love for you and for others in the urban core. Help the nations of the earth to treat one another with kindness and justice. We pray especially for Ukraine, Nigeria, and all the countries of the Middle East. We ask you, Almighty God, to forgive all the mistakes that we have made, the things that we have done, and the things that we have neglected to do. Help us to become the people that you call us to be.
We pray for an end to the conflict in the Holy Land. We pray for the thousands of unaccompanied children at the U.S.-Mexico border, and for the communities and officials who are dealing with this crisis. Father in heaven, we live in a world that is a mixture of wheat and weeds. Help us to know how to serve you best. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. We need your healing, merciful God. give us true repentance. Some sins are plain to us, some escape us, some we cannot face. Forgive us, set us free to hear your word to us, set us free to serve you. God forgives you. Forgive others. Forgive yourself. Through Christ, God has put away your sin. Approach your God in peace. All this we ask in the name of Jesus, your Son, our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the cathedral. We're so glad you're here. If you raise your hand, and if you're new or visiting and you keep your hand up, the ushers will hopefully bring you something, but you have to keep your hand up so they can find you. Welcome. Welcome. So glad you're here today, all of you. Just hold them up high until your bag comes to you. Glad you're here. Every Sunday at 9 o'clock, we have breakfast this summer. Don't forget, the food is awesome. This morning, we had some Middle Eastern breakfast, which was just great. And thank you to everyone who cooked today. Good work. The River City Men and Women's Chorus Concert is this Tuesday night at 7:30. We are so blessed at this cathedral to have such wonderful art, music, theater. So this Tuesday at 7:30, the cathedral will present the River City Men and Women's Chorus to benefit Dreams Come True, which is a local charity for children with life-threatening illnesses. So see your bulletin if you'd like to come to that concert. Also coming up is Godspell, which will be on Friday, August 1st, and Saturday the 2nd for the benefit of the Church Without Walls. So come to see Godspell if you would like. Youth, teenagers, this coming Saturday night from 6 to 10, there will be a movie night in the coffee house. Sounds like fun. And mark your calendars for Rally Day. You know, our new tagline is Love at the Core. So Celicia just came up with this brilliant idea for Rally Day, which is where we celebrate all of our ministries. It's going to be Love at the OK Corral. So we're going to have horses and lots of displays and festivities. That's August the 24th. And I would like to give a special welcome today as we bless our choir who are going forth, flying across the ocean to England. They are going to have a special chaplain with them who is a priest and the husband of the vicar of Christ Church in San Pablo. Chris Kramer is here with us today. Chris has spent 10 years living in England and is going to be able to give them tours, and he knows all about the area. So, Chris, would you stand up? And Caroline, it's great to see you too, his wife. Welcome. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again, you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law, and in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace. And therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Risen Lord, be known to us in the breaking of the bread. Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great high priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, your church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation. Amen. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your heart by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And now please join me in sending forth our lay Eucharistic minister, who will bring communion to those who cannot come to church. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth, bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Let us pray now in thanksgiving for this sacrament that we have received. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now at this time, I would like to ask the choir and all the friends and family who will be traveling with them to please come forward so we can bless you. Come on up and stand on the steps with the choir, everybody. Don't be shy. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, we are so proud to send this group across the ocean to England. We ask you to watch over them, O Lord. Give them safety, joy, and open hearts and minds that they may see your hand at work every day that they are abroad. May they be ambassadors of your love, O Lord, and may their music instill your spirit in the hearts of all who hear it. And may your blessing rest upon them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.